could join us for the ride this week. Hank's in studio. We're going to send some love your way for a successful pledge drive. Thanks a lot, listeners. Thanks a lot. We love ya. I'm not feeling well. I got a cold in my head, but I don't care. I'm riding anyway. Hank's got my back. Hank's in studio. Random ride this week, folks. Back to basic bike ride.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and among other things, I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin.
Motorcars, handlebars, bicycles for two, broken-hearted jubilee.
And just like that, we're off on the ride. Hank, how you doing this week?
Well, evidently I'm doing better than you are, sir.
Yeah, I got some sort of crazy bug in the head, but...
Yeah, you can keep it.
Yeah, no hugs tonight. And folks, don't get too close to your radio, because I'm carrying some kind of germs in the head here, but... It's not that bad. It's not debilitating enough to keep us out of the bike ride studio. And by gosh, we rode across town tonight to do it. And it's good to be back in studio on a random ride this week.
Yeah. We started the show off there with a little Beatles with a song called Junk. And of course, a bicycling song.
We must have heard that when we were together for the first time, Hank. Is that right? Because we both picked it for today's show, and you're saying that's because we heard it recently. I don't know. I don't know where.
I think I brought it up at one point.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe we listened to it too, or something.
I think that's
we
it.
Did, yeah.
One. We might have checked it out at my house or something. But anyway, I had it written down too. So that was our opener, and then the rest of it. It's going to be just a random. Tennis match here as Hank and I kind of spike tennis balls back and forth, and we'll see what comes out of it. Maybe it's all connected. Maybe it's not. I don't have a clue, but we'll see how the gods have it in their view.
Yep. Boy, what a successful pledge drive. That's amazing.
Really is. It sounds, you know, just from the outside listening, we weren't up in Mankato. In fact, the pledge drive pre-meeting ended up getting canceled because of one of the blizzards, one of the many this year. So I never did get up there, but I do plan on going there soon. And, the news is good. We met the goal. So
yeah, great. That was a big goal, and the listeners came through.
What a great community of listeners KMSU and KMSK have to support us like that. And beyond that, there was an awful lot of matching grants. And those don't automatically happen. Those don't just fall in your lap either. Those are community members, community leaders, who believe in KMSU enough to give money to support it, to match them, you know.
Yep, a lot of businesses helping out.
Yeah. So that's a testament to what a pillar this station is in the community, and how great you listeners are for recognizing that and supporting independent public radio. We've had a lot of fun bringing you the Bike Ride Show, and we really appreciate this medium of this great station to host it. Well, we don't have any other obligations the rest of the ride, which is really cool, because we just have random music we've been saving up for weeks now.
Yeah, it's been a while since we haven't had any themes or other stuff going on with the mini disc shows, and that was a great job on that.
Thanks,
Dan.
Yeah, that was
enjoyed that.
In fact, we haven't had a repeat bike ride show since the middle of December. It's something like 19 consecutive weeks without a repeat of the bike ride show. Now, that won't hold true through the summer when the bike riding season gets here, but that's what kind of winter we've had. It's like we'd rather be producing radio than riding on some of those weekends. So.
Yep, we built up our PTO there.
Yes, we did. It's a UPTO here. It's unpaid time off because you don't get paid on the job. Why would you off? This one, Hank, is, it's from a familiar artist to us, but I come to realize there's a Van Morrison CD that is not in my collection yet that will soon be, and that's called, from 1971, Hard Knows the Highway, and here's the title track off of that to kick off the ride.
Hey, kids, take the first takes. Ain't that some interpretation? When Sinatra sings against Nelson Riddle's strings and then takes a vacation, seen some hard time, drawn some fine line, no time for shoe shine, and hard knows the highway. I was torn down at the dad's place. I shaved head at the organ, but it wasn't half as bad as it was. Oh no, Belfast and Boston, seen some hard times, drunk some fine lines, no time for to shine. Hard knows your mouth is, then we can get something going. You must be prepared to lose some time and leave one or two cards showing. Seen some hard time, drawn some fine line. No time for you shine. And heart knows the highway. Further on up the road, it may not be today. It may be tomorrow. So if you live for today, you gotta keep in mind it may be tomorrow. Yes, further on up the road. Further on up, 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 further on up the road. This may have the hard nose. It'll hard nose the highway. Hard nose.
Understand. Send this man out the door.
Cause
good friends. Sit around and stew. Hey, bartender, you won't even know I'm gone.
You'll be there for what you see.
This whole dang thing sounds like a George Jones song.
Here's a story that would make you tweet.
But it's a different time at a different bar. Come on, bartender, let me borrow your car.
He won't be gone long, he's not going far.
Bartender, now where'd you park?
Come on, Bubba, it's getting late.
I want to wrap this up before it gets dark.
Every man must have his mate.
When I get back, everything's on me.
A shot and a beer for everyone here.
Come on, Bubba, lend me your key.
You got the car and you got the key.
On me. what I've got to do won't hurt anyone.
We made it home safe there with Tom Petty. And don't pull me over, Mr. Policeman. Little reggae sound from Tom there. And before that, a nice lyrical fit to yours, Hank.
Yeah, that Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. Hey, bartender. Want to borrow your car?
Two good qualities. Rarely do you find a song that's amusing and it's a good quality song. There was some good harmonica in there that I noticed. Fun to listen to. So another one that we must have picked up somewhere random along the way. And then we kicked that set off with Van Morrison's Hard Knows the Highway. And sometimes it's absolutely necessary to Hard Knows the Highway.
Yeah, that was a good song, Van. Yeah, that was a great one. You'll have to share that CD when you get it there.
Right on. So you're going to play one next, Hank, but first I want to talk about the one that's coming after it. Bruce Springsteen's got a new album out. I mentioned it to you yesterday, I think. And it's kind of got this old country flavor to it somehow, which is just he's reaching for different areas to come up with different music sometimes. So, and the CD isn't out yet, but this single is, and this is called Hello Sunshine. We'll be hearing that right after you pick one first here.
Yeah, and we might not be done with the police yet. There is a chance we might get arrested here, Dan. So, I'm going to take us to Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band. This one's called Roosevelt Room.
Hey there, son of Adam. Hey there, daughter of Eve. Help me sing this tear gas riot song to some fresh-faced police. They won't even know where to hit 'em when they lift their Roman shades and the people start.
they sent the doctors. Was the fire blowing out? There was nothing left but the cockroaches in a movie with no sound. What good are you with your Cherokee Trail and your Roosevelt room? What good are you with your Seneca Plague and your Arlington tomb? Thompson, go ask Hemingway's ghost. It all catches up with you once you get just a little too old. Take a hard look in the mirror, it's a thing that you cannot see. Your shadow's long, but the day is young. It just wasn't meant to be. Blankets for the winter, there's no oil in the lamp. And I'd like to write my congressman, but I can't afford this stamp. You want me to pay my taxes so you can propagate your lie? What is barefoot dudes down in New Orleans looking like they're gonna die? Legends, you who poisoned all of my dreams, you who pinned all of the medals on all the boys from Omaha Beach. Hope you haven't got too lazy. I know you like your apple pie, cause the working poor you've been pissing on are doing double shifts tonight. What good are you? Your Seneca Plague in your Arlington tomb. What good are you with your Cherokee Trail and your Roosevelt room?
Empty streets, no one around. won't you end up that way? Hello, sunshine, won't you stay?
Missing all the fun. and you're missing all the fun. Midnight wind, and there are souls that cry in the midnight wind, and there are lovers who try in the midnight wind. You and I in the midnight
Midnight Wind, John Stewart. I thought that would go good backing up Bruce Springsteen, Hello Sunshine, after we got over our rage there at the beginning of that set with Connor Oberst, Mystic Valley Band with Roosevelt Room.
Yeah, I think the last two songs had no business up against Connor Oberst, but that's okay. That's what the Random Rides are for. But those last, they went together themselves great. Bruce Springsteen and John Stewart right there. I'm really liking the sound of that new Bruce Springsteen. Just that title track right there. I guess it's not the title track, but it's the first release, I should say. Hello Sunshine, I thought. And, you know, he's got a... I read... an article from Bruce Springsteen with an interview, and he said the formula for a lot of his songs are that the happiness or the optimism is in the chorus, like Hello Sunshine, right? That's an optimistic thing. He said, but the darkness is in the verses, and that is so true of that song if you listen to it, because it's very dark. Everything in between Hello Sunshine, it's quite dark, and it's really got a lot more to do with loneliness than it does with happiness.
Yeah, so. With sunshine.
So we'll maybe I'll order that baby up and get it turn it into a whole show or something, because that could be a really good CD. Hank, we're kind of turning the corner on the ride here, and we still have time for some more music, and I'd like to scratch a few more off the random playlist. And we both happen to have brought the same artist for the next couple.
Yeah, yep, I've got the Kinks also. I came up with Misfits for my song.
I'm sorry, Hank, did you say you were kinky also?
I can be, but not on the air, Dan.
Okay, so you've got the Misfits, and I'll kick it off with one that's been bumped for a few random shows now, but finally going to make it right here on this ride. This is Life Goes On.
side. I turned on the gas, but then I soon realized I hadn't settled my bill, so they cut off my supply. No matter how I try, it seems I'm too young to die. Life goes on and on.
Thank you.
Getting real kinky for the finish of the bike ride this week. Two in a row from the Kinks. I kicked it off with Life Goes On, and then Hank's follow-up was Misfits right there.
Yep, and this ride went pretty quick, as
it
they
did.
Usually do.
Enjoyed it so much. Folks, I want to let you know you are listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio program on KMSK 91.3 FM out of Riverland Community College right here in wonderful Austin, Minnesota, The Lion, and KMSU 89.7 FM out of Minnesota State University in Mankato, Minnesota.
Yes.
The Maverick.
Proud public radio.
Proud of the pledge drive, and thanks one more time, folks, for your contributions in the last couple of weeks and your tolerance for pledge drive related programming for, you know, coming at you for quite a while there. But hey, we got 6 whole months of free space ahead of us now, right?
Yes, it's looking good.
Let's paint it the best we can. I think we've kind of come toward the end of this week's ride. If you're into the Bike Rides on the Radio show, you can go to dansbikerides.com and listen to archived shows there, or you can find the podcasting app and find it. Just search for Bike Rides there, or you can listen to it through Google Play now, I understand. So,
yes, many options.
Oh, we went a lot of different directions this week, Hank, and how about we kind of go in the end here. Sometimes we like to throw a little thrasher or something a little heavier on toward the end to get people in the mood for Friday. It's dang near 2 o'clock. You know dang well there's productivity yeah. takes a nosedive at this hour, and nobody's doing anything at work. We might have to go out a little strong. Now, I've been screening my Midnight Special DVDs through the winter, and it's kind of this year it's kind of stretched into the spring. But the one that I came across from 1973, I want to say, was the New York Dolls. Have you ever heard of this punk? This is the cutting edge punk. This is the bleeding edge of punk. This is the very, very beginning.
Okay.
With punk yeah. and kind of a heavy metal-ish punk. Together a little bit, but this one's called Personality Crisis, Hank, and
been there.
You are there, and so am I. It's been an enjoyable random ride, Hank. Thanks for joining.
Yep.
Riders, nice. Listeners, we'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
Out of here! Unpaid time off!
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Mankato. And Good Thunder, Minnesota.
Da-da-da-da. It's a jungle out there. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lioness sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lioness sleeps tonight, yeah. Ooh, we almost on our way now, yeah. Ooh, 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 we are on our way, yeah. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, it's a jungle out there.